I don't know how the reactions are going to be. But nonetheless, what I do know is that these plans show the intentions of the Israeli government for the future regarding the settlements. We're seeing an unprecedented number, from my knowledge and from what our database, of introducing plans for isolated settlements and in quantities that are really extreme. Almost 20,000 housing units in the West Bank, 4,000 housing units in East Jerusalem, creating a new neighborhood in East Jerusalem. And of course, there was one plan that is currently halted, is a plan for a new neighborhood at E1, but that is now being dismissed.
What about in terms of the possibility of a future two-state solution?
Whoever plans to create so many housing units in these locations chose his intention not to have a two-state solution. We must clarify one thing, that this is a very initial stage in the planning process. We're not talking about construction tomorrow morning, but in several years if things go. But yet it shows the amounts and the areas where they're planning are unprecedented.
What's the possibility of these tenders being struck down in the future then?
It depends. The government of Israel always has the authority and capability to stop these plans and not promote them. Nonetheless, what we're seeing today is indeed a promotion. They're issuing tenders for companies to plan and follow through until the plans are validated for these massive amounts of housing units.